Good evening, everybody. Thank you so much for joining me. They got the goods. They got the goods on the deep state. Let's talk about it.
Or where they went, they caught 78 known terrorists within the beginning of this year alone.
And thank you so much for joining me. Please do me a favor. I say this every night. Hit that thumbs up. Hit the share button. Please get it out. Get it out. Get it out. Okay, let's get right into it because we're going to run out of time because there's so much I want to share with you. Joe Biden, the federal government, Mayorkas, Garland, Wright, Ray, all of them, every last one of them is like corruption through the roof. It's like they don't even care that you know that they're being corrupt. They don't even care that the corruption is even happening. They're causing so much corruption right now that people are like, well, this is normal. I was talking to my producer before we came on tonight, and she's like, you know, all this information coming out now, the truth is coming out now, but people are going like, we already knew it was true, so people are not even really paying attention to it. And that is by design. They get people to talk about it just a little bit, and they'll deny it, deny it, deny it, deny it, deny it. And then when it finally comes out that it was actually true, the left goes, that's old news. What are you talking about? Why are you still talking about that? Because you denied it, and then the truth came out, and now you're still denying it. They're doing this, and it's all by design. Before we get to the whole deep state issue thing, I want to share something with y'all about how the left is controlling, or not controlling, they're destroying our southern border. There's been rumors, allegedly, that the federal government has been working with the cartel. Now, I don't know. It's been alleged, right? They're saying that there's rumor has it that the federal government has been working with the cartel on the southern border. And because they've been working with the drug cartel on the southern border, they have the drug trafficking, the human trafficking, the sex trafficking of children. It's just horrible. And they're working side by side with them. Of course, through the NGOs, that's what you call the proxy. Well, listen to this. They know what they're doing is completely illegal, and they're doing it because they feel empowered. Like, no one can stop us. No one is going to arrest us. No one's going to prevent us from doing this corruption. Listen to this, because Mayorkas, he should be in jail. Not after this, not tomorrow. He should be in jail already.
At the direction of Secretary Mayorkas, DHS has released and continues to release tens of thousands of aliens every month into the U.S. through mass parole and now categorical parole. Is this a violation of law?
Yes, it violates INA Section 212D5A.
Secretary Mayorkas is also mass paroling aliens he himself characterizes as refugees or asylum seekers without demonstrating that there are compelling reasons requiring that particular alien may be admitted by parole rather than going through the USRAP process for refugee admissions. Is that a violation of law?
Yes.
What law?
It's a violation of INA Section 212D5B.
Because he's not conducting adequate individualized vetting of the huge volume of mass-released aliens, there's simply no way of knowing how many of the millions of aliens Mayorkas has released into the U.S. fall into these categories of dangerous aliens. Is that a violation of law?
All of this is terrible.
Yes, of Section 212A.
I mean, so he keeps saying yes to all of these violations. Yes, yes, he's violate this, he's violate that. Where's the authority? Come on. The FBI go like, yeah, okay, we know that he's been violating these. I mean, we know that he's been doing it. The DOJ, I mean, Homeland Security, what do you want us to do? This is what we wanted. This is the direction that we want the country to go in.
Secretary Mayorkas has instituted, as you've talked about, and all of you have mentioned, is the CBP-1 pre-registration, trying to funnel these illegal migrants to the U.S. ports of entry along our southern border. Is that a violation of law?
Yes, of 212, of 235, and I would say of 207.
Why is this dude still walking around free? Not him. Marcus, why is he still walking around free? Why is he still walking around free? They're literally saying, laying it all out there. Yeah, he violated all of this stuff because the Biden regime put him here, put him there to do it. That's the reason why it's happening right now. And then you have this one here. Look at this, because the Congress is actually talking about the corruption that's happened on the southern border. And Joe Biden, they say that they care about the kids. They say they care about the children. But then President Trump had it in place to where, like, these monsters trafficking kids across the southern border. President Trump made it say, look, nope, you got to verify that these children belong to these adults. And come to find out, most cases, that the children did not belong to these sick adults. But the Democrats, they don't care about all of that. They like the fact that these children, these kids are being put in harm's way. Don't believe me? Listen to this.
Yes, what we know is that for years, if someone didn't have proof positive this was their child, they would do a DNA test. The Biden administration has ended that practice.
Why wouldn't we want to know? Why would we not want to know that? Why would they end that to find out, to verify if that child actually belongs with that monster? Because they like that type of activity. That's the only explanation.
What we know is that the cartels participate in what is called child recycling. They have cartel members they're needing to get into the country. So they put a child with them. They get through, they claim asylum, they get their notice to appear. They send the child back to Mexico, and the cartel members proceed on and go about wherever they're going to go in the country. Mm. And my legislation would criminalize that child recycling.
Shouldn't it already be criminalized? I mean, thank God that there's women in Congress that's actually trying to do something, but she shouldn't have to do this. It should already be criminalized. But see, the Democrats don't want to criminalize that. Just ask yourself this question. Why in the world, why the Democrats not want to criminalize them trafficking children over and over and over, like recycling them? This one thing, what comes to mind why they would not want to stop that? Just one. Why is it not already against the law? It should be against the law. They're trafficking children across not just state lines, but country lines, borders, trafficking them. And the Democrats don't want it to be against the law. Help me understand.
It would require deportation of anyone who refuses a DNA test. And for those that fail the DNA test, it would be a 10-year mandatory sentence for child trafficking. It also requires the DHS to step up and do their job and process these children as unaccompanied minors, meaning you've got to go find the parents and you've got to find the next of kin for these children.
Exactly. You have to find the next of kin for the children. But for some reason, the left, they don't want to do that. They want to look the other way. It's so bad on the southern border. And I've been down to the southern border multiple times. Not as much as my buddy Ben Burkwam and Anthony Aguado and Oscar Blue. But I've been down there multiple times to see the conditions, to smell it, the environment. This is horrible. And it's the level of corruption, the level of disgustedness. Is that even a word? The level of stupidity on the southern border has increased 1,000-fold. It has increased because they want it this way. You can't tell me that they don't want it this way when President Trump was already preventing it. They stopped what President Trump was doing to allow this to happen. So the only reason why it's happening is because they want it to happen. That's the only explanation. You hear Marcus saying that, oh, the border's secure. The border is exactly the way we want it. Children being trafficked, drugs coming in, fentanyl killing Americans. This is what they want. Well, look at this scene. This is exactly what they want happening, because this happened because of them.
Nope. grab onto the strap.
I got you. You put him in the front. Okay.
Put your bag in the back.
So what you're looking at is, and you see that his face is blurred out. You can't see his face. Okay, so we don't have to worry about any issues.
Overheated, temperature about 105.
105?
Yeah.
No seizures at this time?
No seizure, you're right.
He went under.
This young male passed out because of heat exhaustion.
You guys put ice water on him?
Yeah, he's been spraying with ice.
I got ice in his
car. See that blurring his face out?
His level of consciousness is coming around.
So then they stopped. So then they stopped from there, and then one of them said, "I'll go get his mother," because the Biden regime has encouraged these people to make this journey to our southern border.
Yeah, and this was in the Rio Grande, and
I've been to that exact location before. I've been to that exact location,
and this starting this week, we're in the hundreds for the next 2 weeks and on. So
here in Texas,
and down on the Rio Grande, it's even hotter, and the humidity is even worse than where we are in Texas. So, you know what? It's just a terrible journey for these people. I mean, to be honest with you, this might not even have been the worst of what happened to this family, right? Because we've heard the stories
of what
happens to these people.
It's so horrible.
And they had to actually give life-saving assistance to this young boy. If they were not there to help him, he would have passed away.
It's so horrible. The conditions are terrible. It's absolutely terrible what they have done. And I look at this stuff, and a lot of people, it pulls on your heart for this even taking place. But this is what they want. If they didn't want it, they would concentrate on it. It would have never happened in the first place. They would have made sure that everything was in order. But this is part of this one world order condition, right? The part of the deep state. Talking about the deep state, let's get right into this next one. The deep state, Marjorie Taylor Greene. Now, Marjorie Taylor Greene, she explains that she goes in and she goes into the skiff, right? I guess I've never been into the skiff. I've never been privy. But they go into this room where they actually can view documents. And to my understanding, Christopher Wray, he actually had to turn them over so he would not be arrested. Correct, Shannon?
Correct. Yeah, they dropped the charges because he turned it over.
They shouldn't have dropped the charges. Can we put the comments on the screen real quick? I want to ask everyone right now. Right now, leave me a comment. Should they have dropped the charges on Christopher Wray? Yes or no? Should they have dropped the charges? Because my answer is no. They should not have dropped the charges. They still should have charged him. They still should have charged him.
Well, you know, it's hard to actually charge somebody with it. And the fact they turned it over, it would have just been a waste
of
time.
But he already obstructed. He had already done it.
Well, they've all obstructed.
They had to get to this point. Instead of them, there should be a consequences from him not complying to begin with. There was other stuff going on in the background that they're probably trying to prevent. How can we make the doc go away?
I mean, to be honest, there's a lot of these people that are holding back. You got Mayorkas holding back the truth. You got Garland holding back the truth. You got Wray holding back the truth. I mean, all these people are really going against the laws in the country.
Aren't they the main ones saying no one's above the law?
Only if you're a Republican.
Yeah, because the left,
Democrats
they are above,
the law.
Yeah, they're above the law. They can commit crime and nothing happens to them. Okay, again, talking about the deep state, talking about the skiff. Look at this video with Marjorie Taylor Greene. It's a little lengthy. I'm not going to play all of it, but I want y'all to hear some of the information that she relays after going in and seeing the document that exposes Joe Biden, the corruption. It's on the front page. It's about every single website that reports on news. It's on the front page. $5 million. And I have a video that I can't play here on Facebook and YouTube. So I will have a video that I'm going to play on Rumble that's going to show you exactly what this is about. And it actually proves exactly what she's saying.
Reading this form today, shows the pure distinction. This information, this source that came forward, it's a paid informant by the FBI. This has nothing to do with Giuliani. This has nothing to do with the information that he brought forward in 2020. It's totally separate, and it's extremely credible because he's a paid informant. I made some notes after I left the SCIF based on the information, and I'll share that with you guys right now. Basically, what was happening there is back in 2015, 2016, Burisma was looking to buy a U.S.-based oil and gas company. And this came from being advised by Hunter Biden and his partners. Biden said Shokin was corrupt. That was around the time of this meeting, was when Joe Biden, as vice president, had said that the prosecutor Shokin was corrupt. They hired Hunter on the board to make the problems go away. That's what they specifically said. Hunter advised that they could raise more money if they bought a U.S. company. So the informant was trying to do the right thing and trying to advise Burisma that they shouldn't go this route. They should hire an attorney, work out their problems that they were being investigated for because they were having other legal problems. And that's why they were being investigated by this prosecutor, Shokin. The informant was advising them, don't go this route. Why would you buy another U.S. company while you're under investigation? That's not a good idea. So he's trying to tell them to do the right thing. The owner of Burisma said that Hunter was stupid and that his other business partner was smart. He also said that he paid $5 million to one Biden and he paid $5 million to another Biden. And it was all a bribery to get Shokin fired and end the investigation into Burisma.
Do y'all remember that? You remember that? Because it was a deal that with Burisma Oil, the $1 billion, quick pro quo Joe. Do y'all remember that? That video, I cannot play here on Facebook and YouTube because someone's put music to it and they give you a copyright strike here on Facebook and YouTube. Y'all remember that? This is what she's referring to. That's what she's talking about. And you have a lot of people on the left saying that Joe never said such a thing. He never did it. It wasn't AI. I'll prove it to you.
He also told the informant this is common practice in Russia and Ukraine. It's common practice. It's part of business there. That's how their culture works, that they will pay bribery money in order to get business deals done. And that many businesses, they take that into account. They put it in their budget, basically, when they're preparing to buy another company or start another company. That's just normal. And so over in Ukraine, for them to consider hiring Hunter Biden on the board in order to make their problems go away, which was the prosecutor Shokin, who was investigating Burisma for corruption and legal problems. This was definitely illegal for a vice president of the United States and their family members.
Okay, let me stop it there because I just noticed someone in the comments saying, yeah, someone else put it on Facebook and with no music. Yeah, I have the video with no music. My point is that the last time I played that video with Joe Biden sitting on the panel talking about the $1 billion, they hit me with a copyright strike. And it directed me to someone else that did the same video, but they put music to it. You understand what I'm telling you? So you're subject, if you put it on there, you're subject to get hit with a copyright strike. So whoever you saw put it out there, they probably got hit with a copyright strike. They did that so they could protect the Biden crime family. This is the same one. Why would they go to such an extreme measure to prevent people from seeing that video? Because see, test it out. Put the video on Facebook. You said you saw it on Facebook. Put it on Facebook. Test it out. See if I'm wrong. Maybe you'll slip through. Maybe you'll get through. Maybe they won't penalize you. But as soon as I put it out there, every single time, they hit me. They hit me with it every single time. Now, she goes on and she kind of repeats what she said, but this is the $5 million. You can take out the screen. $5 million to the Biden crime family. multiple, you know, times. $5 million here, $5 million there. They're even saying allegedly that Joe Biden himself got paid $5 million so they can get policy change, so they can get certain things pushed through. Let me play this for you, because you have members of Congress actually saying, with the information that they're seeing, Joe Biden should be impeached. But the problem is, you have the left. Let's go back to full screen for me. Actually, put the comments on the screen for me. You have the left. They impeached President Trump twice in the House only because of Nancy Pelosi and the other Democrats. And of course, it failed in the Senate. But the only reason why they were able to do it because of Nancy Pelosi, over fraudulent information. It was 100% fake information they impeached President Trump over. We all know it. They know it. They had the votes to do it. In this case, they know for a fact that all the crimes that Joe Biden was doing is factual. So they have a valid reason to impeach Joe Biden. And they're saying that the Democrats can't even deny it. But just like they denied the truth when it came to President Trump and the whole impeachment sham, they're going to deny the truth when it comes to Joe Biden. They've been denying it all along. It's not going to change. Listen to this, with this congressman talking about Joe Biden and what should take place. He should be impeached.
Where is this going? They impeached Trump. Are you going to move to impeach Joe Biden?
Absolutely. Absolutely. He would need to be impeached. And then once he was impeached, hopefully there'd be some Democrats in the Senate that would recognize how grave the situation is and encourage him to resign like Goldwater did to Nixon. But once he's out of there, then he would have to be indicted, because this is a gross criminal misconduct. And some would even suggest treasonous, but I'm holding my tongue on that just yet. But we have got to find out how extensive this was. And then we have to take action. I mean, enough talk is talk. But if we produce this evidence that's starting to pile up, by the way, there's so much evidence, it's voluminous. It's taking everything we have with our staff to go through this. But as it piles up, if it is consistent with where the direction it seems to be headed, he should be impeached. And the Democrats cannot defend them with the lies.
Now you hear this part right here. This is the part I'm talking about. Listen to this part. He's saying the Democrats can't defend him in the lies, which they can't really defend him, but they're going to do it anyways. Now, could I be wrong? I would like to be wrong. Please, I have no issues with it, right? Maybe I'm wrong and they won't defend Joe because it's just too much. Maybe they won't defend him so they can slide Kamala Harris in there. That could be the case. Kamala Harris is just as corrupt. She's worse than Joe Biden, because Joe Biden just lost his mind. He's just a puppet on string. So they're just like passing him along. But Kamala Harris is 10 times worse. But listen to this. He's saying that they're going to defend him. They won't defend him. I say that they will, but we shall see.
Impeached, and the Democrats cannot defend them with the lies going on that we heard earlier this week. They're going to have to come to grips with this thing.
So you hear that they're trying to impeach President Trump. Okay, well, might as well be. They're trying to put President Trump in jail. Why would they try to put him in jail? The man's not even in office, right? Never before have they ever gone after someone like President Trump. All of this information coming out with Joe Biden, the liberal mainstream media refuse to acknowledge it. They're saying, oh, it's just a witch hunt. There's nothing there. I just did a video. I just talked about Raskin yesterday, how he came out and blatantly lied, saying there was nothing in the docs. There was nothing there. There was no there. He blatantly lied, saying that Attorney General Barr at the time said that they closed the case because there was nothing there. And Barr came out and said, no, that's not true. He's lying. But the liberal mainstream media, they don't say anything because they've already put it out there that there was nothing in there. That's why I'm constantly saying that they're going to protect Joe Biden, the Biden crime family, until the end. They see it that we are at war. And I've said this before, too. They see President Trump as a Hitler figure. You understand this? I'm going to repeat this for people who have not heard this or haven't even thought about this. I can't imagine that you haven't. But the left, they see President Trump as a Hitler figure. So they believe in their mind, their evil, sick mind, that they have to do anything. And it doesn't matter what it is that they do. Nothing is off the table. Like Chuck Schumer said, if they have to do this to get rid of President Trump, then whatever that is, do it.
So, Will, guess what?
What?
We got breaking news.
We got breaking news?
Trump has been indicted on federal charges related to document handling and obstruction of justice.
Wow.
This just happened.
It just now.
7:36 tonight. Yep, we got the article right here. Wow. On Fox News. Sad, sad, sad.
This is crazy.
And it says Trump is facing at least 7 federal counts related to document handling and obstruction of justice. He has been ordered to appear in federal court in Miami next Tuesday. Trump himself announced the indictment.
This is like, I'm telling you, this is like full-on war.
Right. He announced the indictment on social media. He said, "This will, the corrupt Biden administration has informed my attorneys that I have been indicted seemingly over boxes hoax, even though Joe has had 1,850 boxes at the University of Delaware, additional boxes in Chinatown, D.C.
So it is boxes, that many boxes of classified information.
I don't know.
Is that what the article's saying? I mean, boxes?
It says boxes.
Just documents, but how many boxes?
I mean, it says 1,850
boxes. That's a lot of boxes. I mean, yeah. What size is the box?
I don't know.
But that's a lot of boxes.
With even more boxes at the University of Pennsylvania and documents strewn all over his garage floor where he parks his Corvette and which is secured only by a garage door that is paper thin and much of the time. Trump said he has been summoned to appear in Miami this next Tuesday at 3 p.m. Wow, Will.
Dude, this is like unreal.
They're after him, and we know why they're after him.
This is unreal. Let me share a video why they are after him. This is part of the reason why they're after him. Listen to what he says. They can't stand it. Just like Comey. James Comey just said, we got to get Trump, because if we don't get Trump, he's going to come get us, because he knows the in and out now. He knows the deal. He knows what he can do and what he can't do. And if we don't get rid of him now, he's going to get us. Y'all remember Comey saying that? How many of y'all haven't seen that? But listen, this is the reason why they're going after him. This is not the only reason, but this is the, like, just listen.
When I get back into the Oval Office, we will totally obliterate the deep state. We will establish a Truth and Reconciliation Commission to declassify and publish all documents on deep state spying, censorship, and corruption. By the way, they spied on my campaign. They got caught. Can you imagine if we, let's take Barack Hussein Obama, let's say we spied on his campaign, you got caught. What do you think would happen? You think it would just be some stories in only a few newspapers, because most of them don't even want to write it? They would have brought back the electric chair. That's what they would have done. It's a disgrace. It's a disgrace. Unequal justice. And I will require every federal employee to pass a new civil service test. How about the president? Let's start with the president. Demonstrating an understanding of our Constitution. To stop the local Marxist prosecutors who release rapists and murderers while persecuting conservatives. On day one of my new administration, I will direct the DOJ to investigate every radical district attorney and attorney general in America for their illegal, racist, in reverse enforcement of the law.
That's the look. They see him as such a huge threat because he's going to come in and fix it. They're terrified of him coming in and fixing it. They don't know how to react. Other than like, look, we got to do something. We got to bring up fraudulent charges. We got to do something to get rid of Trump, because if we don't get rid of Trump, we're in trouble. The deep state, the communists, the elitists, the globalists, they're all in trouble. Soon as President Trump goes back into office, and they are terrified of it. The American people are still supporting President Trump. The left, they hate it. They've done so much to this man. He's just a man, people. Leave the man alone. If he's not what you say, okay, look, if you keep saying that President Trump is no big deal and he's really not a threat, then leave him alone. But they can't do that. They have to go after him. They got to do what they can because they see that the American people are still supporting President Trump. Even, and this, all this is going to do is just like, oh, you know what? Look, man, what are they doing, this man? This is going to make his poll numbers go up. It's like they don't figure it out. It's like they don't figure it out. I keep thinking about the analogy of the little kid stepping on a bee. They keep stepping on another bee and another bee barefoot, mad at that bee. Keep stepping on it. They can't figure it out. One person said in the comments that this is not the end either. They're going to bring more. They're going to try to do everything they can to put the man behind bars. He hasn't done anything wrong. They're making up stuff as they go. Making stuff up as they go. The U.S. military has gone completely woke, which you already know this. You've seen the generals, right? The gay generals talking about CRT, whites, violence. He wants to look into white violence and just completely woke. This story is so disturbing to me because our U.S. military has become they're trying to make our military nothing but a bunch of pansies. It's a disgrace to every single man and woman that has served in the U.S. military. It's a total disgrace. It should have never happened. This, what I'm getting ready to show you right now, should never happen. So I'm giving the little people a little time to get over here on Rumble. Please get on in here. Get on in here. Hit that thumbs up for me. Let me look. Last time I looked, we only had 36 thumbs up. Let me see. How many do we have now? We have 56 thumbs up. Hit that thumbs up right now on Rumble. If you don't have a free account, go ahead and create the free account. Do it. Hit that thumbs up. Look at this video. Jesse Waters is talking about the U.S. military and how completely disgusting and woke they have gone. Listen to this. This is disturbing. This is our U.S. military. We need Trump.
Lohrmeier is a former U.S. Space Force Lieutenant Colonel Commander who was forced to resign from the military for speaking against wokeness.
He was forced to resign because he speak against wokeness.
So why are they trying to confuse and distract young cadets and shame them about who they are?
Jesse, thanks for having me on to talk about this important issue. You said our enemies might be laughing at us over these things, and indeed they may be, but I'll tell you exactly what the American people and our service members who are wearing the uniform of their country are thinking about this. Misplaced priorities. Misplaced priorities is perhaps, and a distraction is perhaps the only way that you're able to characterize the way our senior military leaders are behaving right now and what their policies are conveying to our service members. And that's why the American people and our people in uniform, our service members, regardless of their age, regardless probably of their political bent, and regardless of their rank, are losing their trust and confidence in our senior military leaders' ability to lead right now. And in fact, let me point out one thing that I just learned yesterday. This is dramatically affecting our recruitment and retention efforts across all branches of the military. I heard yesterday that we have 890 new accessions who have accepted appointments to the U.S. Air Force Academy this year to attend next year, down several hundred from what our typical acceptance rate is. Wow. Of these appointments, from nearly 1,400 a year. There are a lot of people in this country right now who are being disincentivized from joining the services, which should concern the American people. And there's a lot of good people who are leaving the service right now who for their entire lives have thought that they would stick around for a very long time. It's really disappointing and discouraging to see this.
Yeah. You know, it's like the police departments across the country. They've been successful in getting a lot of good men and women in the police department to leave the police department, and that's by design as well. So then that way, if we get the good men and women in the police department to leave, they can create more crime, more violence. You have the left right now trying to tell everyone, trying to convince everybody that the crime in the United States of America is down, and it's not. There's so much crime, the looting, the violence is taking place, and they're saying, well, it's down. It's not. That's another blatant lie. This is a spiritual battle, 100%, trying to convince all of us that this craziness is success, is good. And my goodness.
Yeah, we're gutting our military, and I don't see how instilling CRT helps unit cohesion It actually destroys it.
That's right.
And I honestly think they want it destroyed because there's no other reason for them to be teaching that stuff at West Point. West Point should be ashamed of itself, and they should answer for that.
Yeah. This stuff, Jesse, sows division. You know it. Many of the American people are waking up to this, and our military thrives on unity. You cannot have effective mission capability, and you can't assure mission readiness unless you've got a unified force. This destroys unity. In fact, last week, I interviewed an F-16 pilot that's now available on YouTube. This guy's being purged from the military right now, along with 700 other pilots right now because of the Biden administration's policies. The people in this country need to wake up, be educated about what's taking place in our military, and then they need to become activated.
Did you hear this? Did you hear that? Did I hear that correctly? F-16 fighter pilots?
Yeah, we did
not. Are being purged from the Air Force because they don't want to go along with the wokeism, this perversion that the Biden regime is pushing onto them. So they're going to kick them out. They're going to push them out. So what does that do to our military? What does that do if we need these men and women to step up? If we start getting attacked, what happens?
We're not going to have them.
So I guess the plan is, hey, well, I know what we can do. We can get, if they don't comply with the perversion, the wokeism, we'll get rid of them. And those F-16s that are no longer being occupied, we'll just send them to
Russia, Russia, Russia.
Is that what it is? Right? Is that what it is? Send them to Zelensky? Because you know they're wanting to send these F-16s to Zelensky. Now, that was the U.S. military. Look at this out of San Francisco. This perversion is growing everywhere. No one's surprised by this in San Francisco. But you know what's really disturbing? Is that they're saluting the gay flag. They're saluting it. Watch this. What is it doing? What is it doing? I mean, how do you hang that abomination with the American flag? How did he get the audacity to do that? Someone sexual perverted preference flying with the American flag? I'm like so irritated. Look at this. And they're like celebrating this crap. Shame on them. Shame on them. That should never take place. That should never take place. Every last one of them should be relieved of duty. But you know, it's not going to happen because they're in the state of California in San Francisco. So they're like really paying attention and they're really emphasizing on the whole sodomy thing. Instead of them paying attention, they're all out here hanging a gay flag instead of them getting the drugs off the streets. Make it make sense. Make it make sense. California, and then look at New York. This is in New York. Look at this.
So I'm walking back to my hotel. Past the Rockefeller Center. That's where they usually put the Christmas tree in New York. And I've got no problem with LGBTQ, whatever.
I have a problem with it. I mean, because they're pushing this perversion on the kids.
Well, and, you know what? Is it that attitude?
He says that there's no trans flag up there. That's the same. You know what? Just because they don't have the colors on there, all of that came from that. All of that is the same thing. There's no difference. They're trying. Now, he has a problem with all these gay flags on there. But when they try to say that what is different between the trans and the gay, there is no difference. Were you going to say, Shannon?
I was going to say that attitude is part of the problem. That opens the door to allow for this to happen. When you go, well, I don't have a problem with the flag, but I have a problem with this. Well, once you said you don't have a problem with that, you open the door. You open the floodgates for these extremists on the left. That's just how it goes.
Yeah, this, and they open it up. But listen to this.
But give me a break. I mean, you're supposed to have 193 flags on this street. There's supposed to be a flag from every country. And instead, I mean, it's like, give me a break. Every single one of these flags is the gay flag.
Yeah, and it's supposed to represent each country.
Yeah, they're supposed to be a flag from for every country.
Every
and
country.
Instead, they replaced it with the LGBT. What?
They're saying that this flag represents all the countries on the world. They're saying this to God. This is what they're saying. Do you understand what I'm telling you? They're saying this to God. Say, God, this is what the world is.
They took 193 flags down, okay? And put nothing but the gay flag. Now, granted, it's the gay flag minus the tranny.
Oh, so you hear that? He said, granted, it's the gay flag minus the trans. No, it's the same thing. They just added some colors to help people recognize the trans is involved.
Am I naive? What's the difference with the trans flag?
Trans flag has the more, let me show you. Right there. You see that?
Oh, it has the triangle.
It has the triangle and has like the baby blue and the pink and the brown and the black. And then the white, right? That's what the trans, that's what, and the trans actually the trans flag has just baby blue, light blue, pink, and something else, right? But they incorporated it here, right? It's all the same thing. And they just want everyone to believe that it's not. It's different. It's not. Let me tell you about Gruesome Newsom wanting to come disarm everybody. He's pushing this whole thing. You can go back to split screen here. He's wanting to push this thing against the U.S. Constitution. He's wanting to violate your rights. He's wanting to take your capability, your ability, rather, sorry. He wants to take your ability away from you being able to defend yourself. Did y'all see the video in France where the guy was going around stabbing people? Did y'all see that video? It's horrific. I mean, it's just like running around and one guy's just sitting there recording the entire time. One guy's kind of like somewhat chasing him and he's literally stabbing people with the knife. No one has a gun to shoot the dog down. He just running around stabbing. No one can stop him. And of course, they're not going to call for a ban on knives. But Gruesome Newsom is wanting to pick up the mantle where Hitler took off or left off.
Every time, it's the same. They tell us we can't stop these massacres. They tell us we have to stand by and watch tragedy after tragedy unfold in our communities. They say we can't stop domestic terrorism without violating the Second Amendment, and that thoughts and prayers are the best we can do. I'm here to say that's a lie. In this country, we do have the power to change things, to reclaim our freedom from fear. Our ability to make a more perfect union is literally written into the Constitution. So today, I'm proposing the 28th Amendment to the United States Constitution to do just that.
Listen to this tyrant. This is Hitler reincarnated. Straight up, Hitler reincarnated. Hitler used kids, right? They used fear. This is Hitler reincarnated. I don't care what they do. I can care less if they all wake up one day and say, yep, you got to turn them all in. I guarantee more than half the country is going to say no to that. I guarantee it. I don't care what they do. They don't care about the U.S. Constitution. The Constitution is already there and it's been there for how many years? 200 plus years. And they're going to come in and change it because they want to implement what Hitler did. Oh, no. Oh, no.
The 28th Amendment permanently enshrines 4 additions to the laws of our land. It raises the minimum age to purchase a firearm from 18 to 21. Because if you can't buy a beer, you shouldn't be able to buy a gun.
Well, if you can't buy a gun, you shouldn't be forced to join the military at 18 if you decide to do a draft because of your perversion and because of your sickness. Right? Think about that. They're sending young men and women into battle at the age of 18 with the gun in their hand, but they don't want you to be at home protecting yourself from these evil trans Tifa and BLM members. They don't want you to be able to defend yourself. These people are sick individuals.
It mandates universal background checks to prevent truly dangerous people from purchasing a gun that can be used in a crime. It institutes reasonable waiting periods for all gun purchases, and it bans civilians from buying assault rifles, those weapons of war our founding fathers never foresaw. This will guarantee states as well the ability to enact common sense gun safety laws while leaving the Second Amendment intact.
Am I hearing him right? I mean, he's saying one thing, like we're going to make it where you make it more difficult for you to get firearms so you can't protect yourself. This is like the stepping stone. You open the door just a little bit, then they're going to kick it open. He's going to pick up where Hitler took off. Straight up. This dude is perverted. He has all this perversion that he wants to push onto the country. He wants to disarm everybody. And he thinks that he come in there that we're going to jump on board with this crap. Really? I don't care. Leave me a comment here on Rumble, because we're just on Rumble right now. Leave me a comment. Let's just say they say tomorrow that you have to turn your firearm in. You don't even have to. Even for those of you that don't even have firearms currently, would you turn them in? Yes or no? Yes or no? See how I put it out there? So it's not acknowledging that you actually have one. Do you think it's good? Let me put it this way. Do you think the American people will turn their firearms in if you wake up tomorrow and they say, yep, you got to turn them all in? Do you think the American people are going to do it? I'm not talking about these communist socialist leftists. I'm talking about true red-blooded Americans. Leave me a comment.
And respecting America's gun-owning tradition, the 28th locks in the common sense constitutional protections that Democrats, Republicans, independents, and gun owners overwhelmingly support.
This dude is, you know what? They bring up these statistics trying to convince everybody that, oh yeah, we need more restrictions. How about you just enforce the laws that's already on the books? They don't want to do that. You can get off the screen. I'm tired of listening to them. They don't want to do that. They don't actually want the violence to go away when it comes to a gun, because then it gives them their agenda. I've said this so many times. I've talked about this multiple times before. They want to have the gun violence. They need the gun violence. And it's not even gun violence. It's just violence and some idiot using a gun. But they call it gun violence, right? You notice they don't call it chicken violence. They don't call it obesity violence. They don't call it car violence, right? Because there's been some people running people down with vehicles. They don't call it car violence, right? They don't call it knife violence. They all say gun violence, but like, because the gun is the problem. The gun is the problem. Yes, you heard it. Will Johnson said the gun is the problem. The gun is the problem to these tyrants. And if the tyrants go, yep, we got to get rid of the guns because it is a problem for them. Not us, but for them. I've said this before. I plan on dying as a free man. They can come lock me up because I won't comply. But I'm dying as a free man. I'm dying with my freedom. You understand what I'm saying? I'm not going to give in and comply to this evil, demonic stuff that they're pushing onto all of us. I'm not going to do it. You have to physically come get me and lock me up or kill me. I'm not the one. I'm not going to sit idly by and be like, okay, yeah, you know what, everybody? Just everyone get in line. Let's you know, calm everything down. Let's be civil here. We've done that. Been there, done that. Everyone, that's part of the reason why we're in this predicament right now, because everyone's going like, okay, we just need to be civil. Right? Just be civil. You know, I was telling you when I first started tonight, there's a video that I wanted to share with you that I can't share on Fascist Book and YouTube. This is the video that I can't share. And I made the comment saying when I shared it, and the reason why I can't share it on there, because they'll hit me with a copyright strike. There's no music in this video, but they've taken this video and they put music with it. And I mean, it's like the cheesiest music ever. I mean, it's like old computer MIDI music. It's just real nasty, cheesy music, government cheese music. But they did it and they copyright wrote it. So then every time it's like these become lyrics, every time you play it, they hit. Well, at least they're hitting me. And like I was telling people earlier, if you don't believe me, take the video, put it on Facebook and YouTube. If they let you put it out there and they don't penalize you, then good. Maybe they're just paying attention to what Will Johnson's doing. One or the other. But listen to this. Remember, Marjorie Taylor Greene and other Republicans went into the skiff and they saw this information with Joe Biden and the Democrats denied. Multiple leftists, even news organizations, tried to deny that this ever took place.
I remember going over convincing our team, or others, to convincing us that we should be providing for loan guarantees. And I went over, I guess, the 12th, 13th time to Kyiv, and I was going supposed to announce that there was another $1 billion loan guarantee. And I had gotten a commitment from Poroshenko and from Yatsenyuk that they would take action against the state prosecutor, and they didn't. So they said they were walking out to press conference. We're not going to give you the $1 billion.
Listen carefully. Remember, he said, we're not going to give you the $1 billion.
They said, you have no authority. You're not the president. The president said. I said, call him.
Yeah, call him, meaning that Obama is in on it. So did Obama get a payout too? What did Obama get out of it? He's literally just admitted right there that Obama is in on it.
I said, I'm telling you, you're not getting $1 billion. I said, you're not getting $1 billion. I'm going to be leaving here. And I think it was, 6 hours? I said, I'm leaving in 6 hours. If the prosecutor's not fired, you're not getting the money. Well, son of a got fired. And they put in place someone who was solid at the time.
Someone who was criminal at the time. Who was bought and paid for at the time. And there was an article, it was something where they were talking about how in Ukraine, it was a video, Shannon, I can't remember which video it was, but there was a video where they were talking about in Ukraine that this is normal for the corruption to take place like this, for them to make all of these sour deals. And when a business starts or when they want to do a new adventure, they have to set money aside in the budget for the corruption that comes along.
That's
with
a whole wiki page. They're saying the Ukraine is one of the most corrupt countries in the world.
Yeah, they have to set money aside for the corruption. But so Joe Biden goes over and says, oh, this is when in Rome. When in Rome. But you're not supposed to do that. You're not supposed to do that. American citizen. I explained this earlier when I was on my LFA TV broadcast that when I used to work this IT job, and I've said this before, when I worked the IT job, they made me go through ethnic training every single year. And I got tired of seeing it. I hated doing it. Because I'm like, I'm not going to do this. But they make you go through the training saying that if you go overseas or if people come over here, you can't receive gifts. You can't do X, Y, Z because it goes against the law. Joe Biden violated the law. He violated the law. His family violated the law. The Biden crime family. It's disgusting. Let me share one more thing with you if I can. You know, the Mark of the Beast. You ever heard about that? The Mark of the Beast. And a lot of people go, oh, it never happened. At least not in my lifetime. It won't happen. It'd be 60 years from now. And I keep saying 60 years from now because I had so many people tell me, oh, it'd be 60 years before any of this stuff that we're seeing happening today will happen. But yet here it is happening. Look at this. This is Britain, Shannon, right?
Great Britain, yeah.
Great Britain. If you think this is not going to come to the United States of America, you're sadly mistaken, because even Whole Foods have similar machines already in place. This is all leading towards the Mark of the Beast.
So look at this. You're in London. You're on a business trip. You're staying in Greenwich. And you want to buy some food. So you go into the local Aldi's, like this one, and you think, I'm going to go in here and buy some food so that I can feed myself. And then you approach the barrier, and look, you can't even get in the shop without having a QR code to scan here.
Look at that. This is all getting put in place. See, a lot of people think that when the Antichrist comes on the scene, that all of this stuff will happen when he shows up, when it shows up, the Antichrist. No, this stuff is going to be in place. You have the evil people on the planet right now trying to put everything in place for the Antichrist. They're trying to put it in, they're putting it in place. Now, a lot of people go, well, you know, they thought the vaccine was the mark of the beast because they were forcing people to get it. And I kept saying, no, it's like a precursor, but it's not the mark of the beast. It's not. what I see the mark of the beast being. This is what I see it as. It's going to be that RFID chip. Because they'll be, you won't be able to buy or sell without it, right? And they said, well, they could do that with the vaccine, right? But people can fraudulently identify, you know, make these cards, because people were doing it. It was making the cards and, yeah, I've been vaccinated, when they haven't been vaccinated. But with the RFID chip, if you don't have the RFID chip in your hand, your identity, no cash, because it's all going to go digital. You understand what I'm telling you? They're going to eliminate the capability of people just getting mugged on the street. Now, of course, the thieves are going to find some kind of way. But it'll eliminate people's Alzheimer's diseases disappearing, children disappearing. They'll have a closure. They're going to bring it like it's a beautiful thing. People going to the store, you won't have to worry about carrying your keys, your cash, anything. This is happening right now on the planet. And a lot of people saying that this would not come in their lifetime.
Or to scan here. And then you can go and buy things. Now, this looks to me like the beginning stages of the digital prison that we keep talking about. What do you think?
That's exactly what it is. That's exactly what it is. And you notice how the Biden regime, and I just played a video just the other day where Yellen was talking about they need to consolidate the banks. Need to consolidate the banks. It's all by design. They're doing all of this on purpose. All of this on purpose. Let me tell you about Mammoth Nation before I go. Please, people, come on. UniteAmericaFirst.com. UniteAmericaFirst.com. Go to my website. Support me. If you go to my website, UniteAmericaFirst.com, you can click on Conservative Shop.
Yep.
Go to Conservative Shop, and you can see the sponsors that are really beneficial to you. But let me tell you about Mammoth Nation. This is something that I looked up because the way they were attacking them, and this TikTok banned them for life. And I'm like, why would they ban them? All they're doing is selling stuff. But they banned them because Mammoth Nation is a fast-growing conservative marketplace. And what better way to stop supporting woke companies than to support businesses that support America and its peoples? Right? Mammoth Nation is a membership-based online shopping platform that features American-owned and operated businesses while openly supporting America First candidates and causes. Just to name a few items you can take advantage of: hotels, training gear, beef, wine, women's fashion, men's apparel, dog treats, gun accessories. I'm telling you, really good, and so much more. Visit MammothNation.com and use promo code WILL to get 30% discount on your membership today. Or just click the link in the description below. It's right there below, people. Right there. Right there. Easy, easy, easy peasy. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Thank you so much. God bless you. Thank you so much. We just talked about it.
Looks like you've been sleeping well.
Megan, he's back. The MyPillow guy.
And you're looking good.
Still feeling good.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, we've got the best pillow ever, MyPillow 2.0. When I invented MyPillow, it had everything you'd ever want in a pillow. Well, now there's new technology that makes it even better. MyPillow 2.0 has my patented fill combined with a cooling fabric with temperature regulating thread. MyPillow 2.0 is truly the next generation of MyPillow.
The best sleep just got even better. Whether you have a MyPillow or not, you need to get the brand new MyPillow 2.0. Call or go to MyPillow.com now. Use your promo code, and for a limited time, when you buy one, you'll get a second one absolutely free.
You're sleeping even better.
And cooler, too.
And you're looking good.
Feeling good.
I knew you would.
Visit MyPillow.com.
When our leaders start telling us that there's going to be a global food crisis, even here in the U.S., now it's time to act. My Patriot Supply is by far one of the best preparedness companies that you can use and rely on. Act now while supplies last, because you don't know when the shelves are going to be empty.
This kit provides breakfast, lunch, dinner, drinks, and snacks, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Go to preparewithuaf.com while supplies last. Let me emphasize on that. Preparewithuaf.com while supplies last. Do it today.